While many Americans were singing Christmas carols this holiday season, people in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, celebrated a different kind of music. The world's largest gathering of klezmer musicians held its 17th annual Klez Camp. Nancy Solomon of member station KLCC reports.
The first thing you notice when you walk into the Hilton Hotel is the music. Instead of the umpteenth version of Jingle Bell Rock, it's a squeaky clarinet you hear wafting through the lobby. Follow the sounds, and you find a klezmer jam session formed by mostly teenage boys. Klezmer began as the music of Eastern European Jews who spoke Yiddish and fused the many musical influences across Europe to develop their own unique sound. As immigrant Jews arrived in America, Yiddish culture and klezmer flourished here. But first-generation American Jews tried to blend in, and European Jews were wiped out by the Nazis.
So by the post-war years in the 50s and 60s, no one wanted to hear this stuff. You may as well try to sell someone a Model T Ford when in fact what they wanted was a Ford Fairlane.
Henry Sapoznik, a historian of klezmer and founder of Klez Camp, says Yiddish culture was in jeopardy of disappearing. So Sapoznik organized the first Klez Camp in 1985 as a way for musicians to share information and teach each other. 90 people came. It's been held every year since and now attracts more than 400 campers. The five-day event offers music classes, but it also places klezmer in the context of Yiddish culture. There are language classes. There are classes on dancing, singing, history, literature, and even cooking.
Take a look at your egg.
And a full program for kids. The Klezmatics were the first band to give klezmer a contemporary sound, mixing old world with a little rock and roll. They've put out 5 CDs and gained an international following. The band's violinist, Alicia Spiegels, has been teaching and performing at Klez Camp from the beginning. When she discovered klezmer, she found a way to experience her Jewishness in a secular way.
It wasn't religious in a way that's problematic for me because I can't figure out where I fit in with the religious thing. It was music I could really get behind as a musician, and I totally dug it.
My name is Elaine Hoffman-Watts. I am a third-generation klezmer.
Watts was taught to play drums by her father, but she says none of the men would play with her because she's a woman. It wasn't until she found Klez Camp 5 years ago at age 64 and was discovered by a new generation of musicians and fans that she could finally perform again.
It's been wonderful. When you go into the Super Fresh and they say, "You're the lady that plays the drums." Well, I have arrived.
Klez Camps and music festivals are now held across the country in Canada and Europe. No one expects a return to the old days, but with young people picking up the music, it's safe to say klezmer and its Yiddish lyrics have not just a rich history, but a future. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.